Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF Table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are excited that you are here with us here at the PRF Table, the number one show on Blog Talk Radio, where we introduce, converse, debate, and learn how to help transformably address the matters surrounding your possessions, your resources, and your finances. Have the pleasure of having here at the table with me a lady known to us around the table as Mama, Miss Sister Mary Ann Williams. How are you doing this evening, Mama?
I am doing well this evening. And I want to also say good evening to my PRF family and hope all is well with you all. I'm so glad that you all decided to join with us this evening, and it's so highly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, listen, today is a special day for us because today is our last episode of the PRF Table for 2016. Now, everybody who's been with us for the last couple of years know that the last couple of weeks of the year, myself as executive director of the PRF Teaching Ministry, PRF Institute, along with all of the hosts, we just take this time to just be alone with our families. We take this time to really just reflect on what God has done through the PRF Teaching Ministry throughout this year, and also to allow God to speak to us as a team, not just me as the leader, but also as a team, to be able to hear from God so he can guide our steps, guide our minds, and also give us a time of refreshing so that when 2017, Mama, we can come back hitting the ground running. And amen. And that's exactly what we're about to do. So tonight we're going to have a quick show, but we're going to have just a very compact show, I believe. And for those of you who have been with us, I want us to think about where have we been in 2016. And in 2016, at the beginning of the year, God revealed last year, this time, around this time, a certain theme for us here at the PRF Teaching Ministry, and that was that this is the year to receive. And I don't know if you remember, Mama, but this has been a constant theme for us,
yes,
not just here at the PRF Table, but also the ministry. It has encompassed and been ingrained in every workshop, every learning session that we've had, every time we've come on the air. And it's come from the book of 1 Kings chapter 3. That is the verse that God has given it gave me last year. And I want us, I think it would just be fitting, Mama, if we just really end on that. That may not be the last and the final thing that we talk about today on the show, but we definitely want to start there because that's where we started at in the beginning of the year. And in 1 Kings chapter 3, for those of you who don't know the story, it was a time when King Solomon, who was the king of Egypt, he came to God, or God appeared to him one night and asked him, this is again the king of all of Israel. He comes to him and he says, what do you want? Ask and I will give it to you. And we know that there is a passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, and 8, that says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Well, in this particular text in 1 Kings 3, God approaches. See, the difference with the Matthew 7, 7, 8, it is based upon the individual asking. But in this text, God approaches him. And so what Solomon says is, You've been faithful to show your love to my father David, who was his servant. And because he was honest and true and faithful to you, you gave and just continued to be faithful. And this is what he's saying to God. You've continued to show your faithful love to him by giving him a son to sit on the throne. And, of course, that person was Solomon. Solomon says, "Now, O Lord my God, you have made me king instead of my father. But I am a little child, and I don't know my way around." And we found out throughout this year, because of all of the shows that we have been so blessed to partake in this year, because of all of the learning sessions, because of all of the cohorts, because of all of the revised courses that God has allowed us to bring to fruition, especially going into 2017, we realize that a lot of people are like children, Mama, who don't know their way around this very important topic of possessions, resources, and finances. This very important principle of possessions, resources, and finances, or take them as an individual, the principles of possession, resources, and finances. So many people have been out here throughout 2016 just like a fish out of water, wanting to be better in their PRF, but just don't know what to do, just don't have a good understanding of so many different things. And so the next thing that the scripture says is, "Here I am in the midst of your chosen people, a nation so great and numerous that it can't be counted." So many people that we have dealt with, so many people that I continue to deal with on a day-to-day basis, are God's chosen people. And also, I'll say it like this, have chosen God, have chosen to accept Christ as their Savior. That makes them special, right? Trying to do the right thing, people desiring to want better for themselves, people desiring to want better for their families. And so many people are just like Solomon in this text. I've learned this throughout this year, Mama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But here's what Solomon says, because remember, God says, "What do you want? Ask and I will give it to you." God, when he asked that question in that fifth verse to Solomon, he did not put upon Solomon any type of parameters, which means for us, we can't put God in a box. Can't limit, or we should not limit, the ability that God has to be able to do great and mighty things in our life, especially in the area of possession, resource, and finances. And so even having this blank check, for example, from God, what Solomon replied was, "Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people and know how to tell the difference between right and wrong." He says, "For who by yourself is able to govern this great people of yours?" And so I'll start here. When it comes to leaders in regards to possessions, resources, and finances, one of the things that I hope happens in 2000, I pray and hope that happens in 2017, is that leaders all over this country standing heart of how to better help their congregations, the congregations that God has placed them over, the congregations that they felt God was leading to, the congregation that people chose and called them to, whatever language that you want to use. But I'm praying, and that's my prayer, that the leaders, the religious leaders all across this country, will ask God to give them an understanding heart so that they can govern the people in the best possible manner by helping them in the area of possession, resources, and finances. If they don't have the understanding, that they call on us or call on somebody that's doing what God has called us to do in 2017. Because I promise you this, things are about to get interesting if they have not already come interesting to some people. Mama, somebody told me the other day that ever since the election, interest rates have skyrocketed.
Yes.
And I heard that on the news yesterday. I was like, really? Because, again, I wasn't paying attention to it. And I said, if God's people don't get it together, then it's not going to get better. We are the ones that should be making the difference in the world. So, again, leaders, I'm pleading to the leaders tonight. Pray to God for an understanding heart, discernment to be able to say, okay, what's the condition of the people that God has called me to serve? And if I don't know how to do it, show me who I need to reach out to, whether it's Mama, whether it's Adia, whether it's Feaster, whether it's Sister Ernestine, whether it's myself. Who do we need to reach out to in order to help the people that God has called me to help, not just in the spiritual sense, but also in a whole, more so in a holistic way? And so I believe what I spoke about earlier this year was this text is twofold. It's one, a text that is really key for a leader. But you got to understand that just as it's key for the leader, it's also key for the people.
Yes.
The rest of the verses talk about where God was so pleased with Solomon because he asked for wisdom. And I remember saying earlier this year that we have to ask for wisdom in how to be the best possible stewards of our possessions, resources, and finances. We have to be the best possible stewards over our PRF. We have to ask God for wisdom in how to manage our credit. We have to ask God for wisdom in how to best deal with debt, to make smart decisions before taking on a certain amount of debt. We have to ask God for wisdom in how to deal with our wills and our inheritances. Whatever area of PRF that's there, that's needed in your life, that's listening, have to ask God for wisdom.
Yes.
Because if you don't ask God for wisdom and you ask your homeboy, your homegirl, your partner, whatever, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, they may not have the answer, but we definitely know that God has the answer.
That's correct.
And if you ask God for the answer, if you ask God for wisdom, then God may send that partner, that homeboy, that homegirl, that boyfriend, that girlfriend, that cousin. He may send his wisdom through that individual.
Yes.
But it all starts with asking God for wisdom. God was pleased that this man who was already great asked for wisdom. And God will be pleased with those of you who are listening who ask God for wisdom. Even though this is the last show of the year, it's still not too late to ask God for the wisdom.
Amen.
Because if you think about it, the word from God was, this is your year to receive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This was specifically your year for receiving. So although the day is December the 15th, we still got 15 days left in this month, or 16. And it's not going to be impossible for God to do exceedingly abundantly, for God to shower down his wisdom upon you who are listening and give you what you need. I had a conversation, Mama, with one of our facilitators tonight. And in this conversation, I say, let me tell you something, brother. 2017 is coming whether we want it to or not. And there are some things that many of us cannot take into 2017 that we've been holding on to for 2016. Can't do it. We're not going to receive the benefits as a body, as a community, if people are holding on to some things that they don't need to hold on to, things in the 2017. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In the book Exodus, I don't know if you remember, but in the book Exodus, God had Moses to go to Ramses, go to Pharaoh, and to tell Pharaoh, let his people go. And then there came upon themselves 10 plagues, right?
Yes.
And Moses continued to go back to Pharaoh. And every time he goes back to Pharaoh, his heart was hard. And he didn't. He just refused to let God's people go because of his own selfish ambitions. But here's what happened. It wasn't until the plague that actually affected him and his household personally was when he said, y'all get up out of here. And when the people left, they didn't leave with nothing.
Right.
They left with a whole bunch.
Yeah.
But although they left with so many riches, when they were in the wilderness, before they even got deep in the wilderness, and Pharaoh was on their heels coming after them, because the Bible says that after he had a chance to think about it, he changed his mind.
Yes.
And after he changed his mind, that is Pharaoh, changed his mind, then God hardened his heart. See, this thing starts with what goes on in the mind. And then he decides to call up 600 chariots and a commander for each one to go after the children of Israel. Here's the example that I want to leave us with about what you can't take into 2017. God freed them from bondage.
Yes, he did.
And even after he freed them from bondage, they still weren't free.
Right.
They were, in essence, trying to take what they had in Egypt to the promised land. And it wasn't going to work. Because what they said was, they let fear set in. They let doubt set in. They said to Moses, we were better off back in Egypt. So God had them to be released from physical bondage, but mentally they still were back there in Egypt, even with all the riches, even with all the cattle, all that they had. And it's crazy because they said, why, Moses, did you bring us out here in the wilderness? We were a whole lot better off back there under the whips of the Egyptians, all because of fear. So I'm praying. My prayer is this, that as you go into 2017, that you don't take fear into 2017 with you. You don't take doubt into 2017 with you. You don't take this mindset that my credit doesn't matter in 2017. You don't take this mindset that I'll get to my will later on in 2017. I'm so serious about it. There are so many things that God has already started putting into motion for PRF for 2017. And it is a lot. It is an abundance of things. We got guests lined up for the beginning of the year already. We have guests lined up for January. I haven't mentioned, but we have Dr. Harold Arnold, who's going to be with us for 2 weeks in February. God is opening doors. We can't take certain things into 2017 wanting him to bless us that we don't need to take. Can't take a spirit of procrastination into 2017. And still expect to get ahead financially. Can't do it. So, Mama, my prayer is, and my hope is that the people who are listening, the people who are listening live, the people who listen when it comes to the archive show, that they realize that God is serious about trying to help his people, just like he was serious about trying to help the Israelites.
Yes. That's
even when they didn't really recognize it. And I just believe so strongly in my spirit that just like when God said, because you asked for wisdom, you didn't ask for selfish things. You didn't ask to live a long life. You didn't ask for your enemies to die. You didn't ask for wealth. You didn't ask for anything selfishly. I'm going to give you what you asked for, and not only am I going to give you what you asked for, I'm going to give you something else. I'm going to give you a wise and understanding heart. I'm going to give you that, but I'm also going to give you riches and fame. He didn't ask for that. God gave him more than what he asked for, because he asked for an understanding heart. He asked for an understanding heart to govern the people. He asked for wisdom, in essence. And God recognized that. And God honors him because of how he came back at him. But there's a condition. Whenever there's a promise, there's always a condition. God's promises always have conditions attached to them, from what I've been able to read in the Bible. And it says, if you follow me and obey my decrees and my commands, as your father David did, I'm going to give you a long life. I remember earlier this year, February, I had an opportunity to speak down there in Atlanta to about 50 or 60 entrepreneurs at a networking event. And the question that I posed to them as I got a chance to speak to them for the few moments that I had was, what are you working for? What are you doing all of this for? And the reason that I think that was so important was because all of the work that people have done in 2016, Mama, you should have something to show for it. If you've been grinding out here all year, you've been grinding over last year, there should be something to show for it. Even if whatever you've been working on has not come to full fruition, has not been totally manifest in the natural. But we should know, we should have some guidance of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing and who we're doing it for. Remember the proverb, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Yes.
Be a true scripture, which it is, and that's wisdom, which ties hand in hand to 1 Kings chapter 3. And what we're asking God for, we have to make sure that we have something built in that is not just for me, not just for my children and my individual household, but it's for my children's children, even if I don't get a chance to see them. Even my children's children don't come while I'm living. We still have to have that instilled in us.
Yes.
And here's the last thing that I have. The Bible also tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. So many people may have heard the scripture, but
yes.
It clearly says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll hear the land. It lies within us.
Yes, it does.
That right there is a recipe for success. I don't know what God is saying right now for us in regards to a theme or a scripture that we should meditate upon during 2017. I know I will have it before we come back on the air in January. But even without that, we have to understand that we have the power. We have the power right within us that we must exercise. And there's some conditions that go along with the promise, because even then the promise was, I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land. So many people want the forgiveness. So many people want the healing. So many people want God to hear them. But what about what he's suggested? And the good thing about this scripture, as he said this to Solomon, this is God's response to Solomon once again. The good thing about this was God says, if. So if my people do this, they humble themselves, if they pray, if they seek my face, if they turn from their wicked ways. So the reality is, if you want better, if, a two-letter word that has so much impact. So, if you don't want God to hear from heaven, if you don't want him to forgive your sins, if you don't want him to heal your land, if you don't want it better in your PRF, then you don't have to humble yourself. You don't got to pray. You don't have to seek his face. You ain't got to turn from your wicked ways. You don't have to stop doing some of the things that you know are things that are not helping your financial situation. You don't have to do those things, but you can't expect the promise to come to fruition. We also know that everything that we teach is not so much about individuals, but it is strictly and so wrapped up in this whole aspect of community. And I promise you, there are some times coming ahead, and just believe it prophetically, there are some times coming ahead in 2017. And it may just start in 2017, or it may just start to reveal itself in 2017, that God's people are going to have to be so much together in order to deal with some of the stuff that's going to happen in this world. Time right now is for the preparation. You don't prepare once you get into the ring. You prepare before you get into the ring. You don't go to the starting blocks and have not exercised before you go to the starting block. But must get prepared. God's people must be prepared. And I'm waiting for the day again where we're able to hear from people who are actually doing so much of what we talked about. I know I may have shared a little bit about South America, but I have so much more to share about South America and how I was able to see Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, the foundational scriptures for the PRF, teaching ministry, were exemplified to the highest degree in South America. And you know what's even interesting about that, Mama?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them didn't even realize that that's where they were. They just did. They were just being. They didn't attach what they were doing and how they were being to those two particular passages of scripture. But as I brought it out, it was like, huh. We kind of see that. We got to do better. Before we come back on the air, because again, this is our last show for this 2016, our first show will be January the 5th. By the time we come back, a whole bunch of people would have been at church during that same week, basically that Saturday night going into that Sunday morning, and had what we know is called watch night service, New Year's Day service, New Year's Eve service, whatever churches want to call it. And so many people are going to get so hyped up, Mama.
Yes.
Not going to get delivered. They're going to get hyped. They're going to get hyped, and they're going to be told certain things. This is your year. This is your year of Jubilee. I've been here the year of Jubilee for the last 3 years. You can't have this Jubilee year for 3 years in a row. Just can't do it. Bad teaching. So many people are going to get encouraged that this is going to be a year. But the reality is, if you don't put in the work, can't expect it to happen. And here's something that God has just revealed to me. If I told you January 2016 of what I'm going to do for you in 2016, but you haven't done the things to bring those things into fruition, don't expect me to give you something different in 2017. You may have to go and just do what was told in 2016, even though it was in 2017, and maybe, just maybe, God will honor that. But sometimes you can miss the boat. So I pray that people have not missed the boat in 2016, expecting God to give them another boat in 2017. We have a lot of work to do. And the reality is, we only have the day, the hour, the minute, the one single breath that we have. We only have that to operate by. We can't act like at all. Well, in June, I'll get to this. I had a pastor tell me well over a year and some change ago. In February, I want to put together this this financial type of workshop. And I want to have this and have that and have this and have that. And I just listened to this pastor, young pastor, just listened to him. Had been in my presence plenty of times, but had not known who I was within PRF. And eventually I had to say, you know what, Pastor, this is what I do. And so when I shared with him, I said, February is probably not the best time to try to do what you're trying to do. Because in February, something has happened in January. Start getting their income tax filed. So when people start getting their income taxes filed in January, and they start receiving money in February, a lot of times people are not in a position to be ready to receive, here's what you need to be doing.
That's right.
We also know in February, the statistics show us about what happens with bankruptcies. So to come after we know people are doing and making certain decisions afterwards at a time when we know that this is what's going on is asinine. But yet, what that pastor was trying to do, it didn't happen. And then I saw the pastor again in 2016, trying to do something. Dr. Dunlap, want you to help. Okay. At some point, planning does not mean anything without execution. But I'm concerned for the people that pastor identified that people need help but didn't do anything to help them in that respect.
Yes.
Doesn't mean he's not a good pastor. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. But what it means is the people are still suffering.
Yes.
And problems get compounded when we don't deal with them.
That's true.
But we got a couple of weeks left in this month. A couple of weeks left in this year. Anybody wants to contact us, they can email us at admin@prfministry.org. You can reach us at our website, prfministry.org. Telephone, 267-437-7999. Send us a message or send a post or put a post on Facebook. Facebook.com/PRF. We're out there. We're waiting. God is waiting. But everything is based upon what you are willing to do. Let's not wait until people start filing bankruptcy in February to say, let's start to try to help the people. Let's go ahead and put something in place to hopefully prevent some people from filing bankruptcy. That's leadership.
Yes.
And it's much needed right now. Last week in Philadelphia, I had an opportunity to be on radio station WURD. 100 AM, the oldest and the only black radio station in Philadelphia. And it was because of a good friend of mine and colleague from New York Theological Seminary and doctoral program, Conflict Transformation Track, Camille Turner Townsend, who visiting with her, and she said, hey, I'm co-hosting, I co-host this show, and come on to be on. And I went not knowing really, you know, what the show was going to be about. Here's what we dealt with, and here was what the theme was. People grieving. How do we deal with people grieving after the results of the election? And one of the things that I brought up, because some people don't realize that they're grieving because of the results of the election. And I just never thought of it like that. And my take from a PRF perspective was that the socioeconomic impact that we are about to face in this country, which ultimately is seen in your own individual communities, churches, families, and states, is going to be greater than people really imagine. And if we don't get it together right now, it's clear that we're going to be left behind.
That's true.
Because some people are already making decisions about how to benefit from what's going on and what has transpired in our political system. Already making plans. And the reality is, just like with 9/11, how a lot of people were able to get a lot of riches after the 9/11 war began. A whole bunch of people are banking and about to have the same thing happen. The only question of it is now, where are you going to be in that picture? Are you going to take advantage of what's going on right now to help your household, to help your community, to help your church, to help your family? Are you going to wait for 4 years and cry about this got cut and taxes this and all of that? The Bible says, if my people gives those conditions, and then he says, then I'll do this and then I'll heal the land. So it's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. And PRF is here for that fight. Mama, I'm done for the night.
Okay. Well, the only thing that I just really want to add to that, going back to, to Solomon, and when he was asking, you know, God for an understanding heart, he had to see some things that was not right. And he wanted to help the people, and it didn't matter who they were. He just saw a need that they needed help, and this is what Possessions, Resources, and Finances Ministry is about: is helping people that, and those that are in need, and those that want to be helped. You know. And as you were saying, they don't know, as he said, I'm going and coming, don't know, you know, just want to do, but don't know what to do, never heard of it being taught this way. They just don't know. But they want to be helped. And so the ministry is here. And my prayer also is that God would just lead them here. Lead them to the Possessions, Resources, and Finances, ministry, because that's their desire to want more, even for their loved ones, for their children, you know, and their grandchildren, and just for their families. They want more, but they don't know how to get more, you know. But those of us that have been taught now, have to make sure that we are available to be able to help the harvest that's going to be coming in. Amen.
And let me share this. PRF began back in 2008. The first time we taught PRF, not in this current version that we have right now, but with several of the lessons that are still in the PRF program, 2008, Biloxi, Mississippi. And God has taken us through a lot of changes throughout the years. And I realized something, and I mentioned it a couple of months ago, that we are in our eighth year. And if you know anything about biblical numerology, the number eight represents new beginnings. It represents that time period after a complete cycle has ended. And so since we are in this eighth year, we have until the end of June next year before we go into our ninth year. And so we only have a couple of more months to operate and flourish in this new beginning. It behooves everybody who is listening, everybody who is connected to us, to get on board, because the eighth year is going to be up. And whoever's on the team, whoever's on the train, will receive the blessings that God has for them through this ministry.
Yes.
It's going to happen. So with that, I want to just say to everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Continue to follow us on all of our social media, our website. Stay connected with us. Make smart decisions during this holiday season and beyond. And we just wish everybody all the best during this holiday season. We look forward to everybody being back with us. We look forward to us being back with you on January the 5th at 8 p.m. We have a very good month of shows that will be coming up in January. We have Kimberly Silas, Body Transformation Coach and Entrepreneur, who will be with us for the entire month. And we will be operating under our series for the month of January 2017, titled Your Health is Your Wealth. So you're just going to really understand, as we really start dealing with this, that we are here really to transform the way you talk about money. And it's going to really start becoming a lot more evident in 2017. So with that, Mama, we are going to sign off. We say thank you to everybody who has been with us. Having marked 4 years, even on the PRF table, that's a milestone. So God is doing great and mighty things with this PRF ministry. And personally, as executive director, I just want to thank everybody on the team, everybody that helps out, everybody that sows financially, everybody that sows with their time, everybody that comes and hosts on this show, everybody, all the facilitators, even the new facilitators that we have. I just pray God's blessings on everybody until we come back again in 2017. So with that, we love you. God bless you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Have a good night.
Story is, want for my brother what I want for myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on.
I want all my people around me, everybody living good, everybody eating good, everybody should. I want all
for two. It starts with me and it starts with you. It's complicated, but it's simple too. just like patience. Sharing is a virtue. Show folks where you stand. Lend a hand when you can to your fellow man. Over plan for the day when you can't work the way you used to.
I want all my people on.
For my brother, what I want for myself. I want for my sis, what I want for my mother.
That's
was an undercover thugger trying to get to the wealth, to the thug life. Put my brother undercover.
Damn.
Now one of us gotta be around for the love of her. Turn my life around and what's real love to others. I'm the one serving you facts, was the one serving you butters. Please be mindful with some Judas to the mother.
Let's go.
All my people,
living good.